Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I said I'd get to some calls, so I might as well do that now. Then we'll go to Webster Tarpley in just a moment. We'll get to one of them right now. We're talking to Robert David Steele, high-level Marine Corps intelligence, then with the CIA, clandestine operations in the field. You know, the real deal, folks, not the person in a desk at a cubicle. And he's talking about revolutions in science, technology, information, which threatens the elite, so they're trying to use it every way they can to track and control us. And I'm not optimistic about it because the public's so sluggish. If we had Thomas Jefferson tied for this power with this information, it'd be over. We'd be on Alpha Centauri's in 10 years. Not probably going to happen. Probably going to be more like the Morlocks and the Eloi. We're in deep trouble. But let's go ahead and talk to, he's been talking about 9/11 Inside Job and his review of Tarpley's book as the preeminent book on the subject. Let's go ahead and talk to Omar in Michigan. Omar, go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Mr. Steele, we're having a resurgence of the Ku Klux Klan in Michigan. Do you think that has something to do with Bush and them, backing them or something? And the other question I have for you is, do you think the October surprise will be the influx of Mexican immigrants that we've had here to the States? They will be voting for Bush and them, and that will turn the tables on the Democrats? I'll listen to your comments off air.
I would be very concerned if the Ku Klux Klan was making a resurgence. We do have neo-Nazi skinheads out west, and I think that's a real troublesome thing. As far as the October surprise, historically, the Republicans know how to defeat the Democrats in a close election. They know how to steal it. So if this next election isn't either dumping a whole bunch of candidates or everybody ganging up on the extremist Republicans and saving just a few moderate Republicans, then I think we're going to waste two more years and have two more years of violence and debt and despair.
Please elaborate.
Well, you know, I mean, if I ran my business the way Bush is running this country, I would have been thrown in jail years ago. He's got a multi-trillion dollar debt. We're going to be paying for decades for the stuff. And I got to tell you, once you have someone willing to commit suicide, once you have tens of thousands of people willing to commit suicide, this is an arms race we cannot win. We better make peace.
But the neocons said they wanted to stir up the Muslims, and that's a point I've made. They wanted to break Iraq in three parts. They wanted to have sectarian and racial killing going on between the three or four groups. But now it seems like they've overcooked it, and the black hole they created has gotten a little bit big for them.
Well, I think Paul Bremer is an intelligent man who does well in the drawing rooms of diplomacy. But the two stupidest decisions that he made, the first two decisions, basically created the insurgency.
Was to disband the Baathist mechanism?
Exactly. De-Baathifying the government gave them their leaders, and disbanding the army put hundreds of thousands of pissed off guys with guns in the street. I mean, Bremer and Cheney and Wolfowitz and Feith are four of the most dangerous people on the planet.
Look, they're in power. They're in control. They're doing what people have never done before, taking over. I don't think that's a screw-up. I don't think that's dumb. I mean, look at that. Every time they know what their own documents say, they wanted that place to totally melt down.
Well, I won't disagree with you. If that's what they wanted, they certainly got it. But I'm not sure. I think they really did not understand just how ugly this was going to be.
No, I agree. I think that, the Bible says that if you dig a pit for somebody else, you're going to fall in it.
Well, or dig two graves.
Stay there. We're going to come back and let you and Webster Tarpley talk for a segment, and then we'll let you get back to your important work, sir, and a little bit more on 9/11 with both of you gentlemen on the other side. But I got to have you back up to talk about technology explosion that's happening right now and the information. It's like a whole new form of life.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I like to, at least once or twice a week, thank all of our AM and FM affiliates, as well as Global Shortwave, WWCR, the Internet, all the folks that make that possible here in my operation. That is from Chicago to Louisiana to Texas to London, England, and Sheffield. And to my whole crew, and of course, you, the listeners, the sponsors, everybody. We're going to go to Webster Tarpley here in just about a minute. I have one last question for you, Mr. Steele, before we bring up Webster Tarpley, whose book you said is really the definitive volume on 9/11 Inside Job and is enough evidence for indictment of Cheney and other co-conspirators. And that is, you know, I ought to send you this because looking at all the contacts, the generals, the intelligence agencies you work for, you know, the Google people you work with, I mean, you really are an influential person, and I'm really impressed now talking to you, and I don't normally start blubbering.
No, I wouldn't overestimate that.
Well, I'm just saying we're on the same page with what we see happening, and I'm just, again, as just a country bumpkin looking at this, who's been living in this and watching how it works and what we can do, seeing some of the future positives. There's also a lot of negatives that Joy and others have discussed, but and Warwick is pushing. But I am seeing hundreds of message boards, hundreds of postings where the same posting is being attacking me, is being cemented in, being cut and paste. I am seeing our information being censored. We know the White House paid for tens of thousands of fake letters to the editor, paying off reporters, $1.6 billion in fake news. They admit it. We know there's a huge effort out there. And I haven't heard you speak a lot to that. I'm not sure if you're aware of how widespread sectors of the government and I guess private agencies or groups they're hiring out. I'm not sure who all's doing it, but I am seeing these trolls on the web trying to just spew it full of background noise and disinfo, and a lot of it's mockingbird. A lot of people just parrot what one real disinfo person puts out. But, I mean, can you just speak? I know I'm just giving you a lot of generality. Can you speak to what I'm saying?
Well, I think that there is a clear pattern of the U.S. government paying for news it can use. I personally hope that the revolution that Joe Trippi and Howard Dean started picks up some momentum. In fact, let me give you two websites, or three websites, www.citizens-party.org. Just has a few basic documents on how I hope we can all come together and basically vote out the corrupt and vote in people who will vote for their districts rather than for the party line. My own website, www.oss.net, provides free public intelligence and free weekly summaries and forecasts of threats and policies. And lastly, Amazon. Amazon is a national treasure, and I certainly commend anyone spending a little time on Amazon. And if you see any one of my reviews, like, for instance, my Tarpley review, if you click on that and bookmark it, you'll have all my other book reviews, and that's the equivalent of a free graduate education in international affairs.
Absolutely, and I would just add to the things that, you know, that you're saying here, that we have to get involved. We have to interface with the information. We have to get involved. And people think it's boring, it's horrible to read, it's horrible to analyze, it's horrible to get informed. That's not true. It makes you live longer, the studies show. It makes you retain more neuron connectivity throughout age. It stops Alzheimer's. It'll make you money in business. It'll make you the world opens up. You start seeing the connections, the fractal design of not just information but life. And you know, this is scientific. And these people who just worship sports and acting cool and they're so shallow. I know they have the capacity to have a great intellect, but I see so many stunted people, and it's very painful to me.
Well, all we can do is try.
Well, we are doing that. Let's go ahead and go to Webster Tarpley. Again, Webster, good to have you on, and now you're on with Mr. Steele, who gave you that glowing review.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Alex, very much. And I've never met Mr. Steele, but the first thing I have to do is thank him for that very kind review. He's been very generous, and I'm sure more than I deserve, but he's also very authoritative, and when he tells people that a book is good, they respond. My book has gone up to about 250 on the Amazon rankings from being
my.
In the thousands, and I really don't know whether any 9/11 book of the critical type, the anti-government, anti-regime type that I represent, has ever gotten quite that high. So my hat goes off to him, and I have nothing but gratitude.
Actually, yeah, Rubicon got, in the top 80.
Well, that could be. I've just had no way of knowing that.
Probably, too, though, a lot of it was Steele's review.
Well, I think the Progressive Publisher also did some good work with advertising the book. You certainly owe them a thank you. But, no, I was glad to review your book. I take your book very seriously. I can't say that I would use your book to execute somebody, but I would certainly use your book as the beginning of an investigation. A proper investigation.
And I think that's the idea. It is a political thesis. It is not in any way designed to be a court document.
Right.
A political judgment is the overarching framework for everything else. And as soon as the lawyers come in, then everything changes. And it's important to make the overarching truth, which again for me is MIHOP, that is the made it happen on purpose, the notion that these attacks did not come from any organization based in the Middle East, primarily made up of Arabs or Muslims or bin Laden sitting in some cave or any of this, but rather from the bowels of the U.S. intelligence community, the Pentagon, the Wall Street banking establishment, and therefore made in USA. And I think this is really important because if we don't get to that, we're always going to believe that this demagogy that we see now with the desperate Republican demagogues of the Bush camp are attempting to freshen up fear. And
well, their entire neo-fascist galaxy orbits around the false flag terror fear paradigm.
It's 9/11 is the pillar of their church, right? You are 9/11, and on this rock I will build my pagan church with this as a synthetic civic religion. And, of course, it's not just Bush. It's also Hillary Clinton. She's there to tell you, well, There is a need for a war on terror, but Bush just doesn't do it right. Elect Hillary Clinton, elect Rahm Emanuel and these people, and we'll have the right war on terror. And final thing is, the question of the drills, that is, that these attacks are mediated, bootlegged in, under the cover of drills, it shows us that where we have to look for the next attack is on the list of military operations, terror drills, and so forth.
Exactly. It's a little black cloud, an otherwise clear sky, that always appears right at the same time. And again, Oklahoma City, running a drill, BATF. The first World Trade Center attack, FBI running a drill. Of course, on New York 9/11, running tripod 2 drills, moving the main command base of the city and the county and the feds out of Building 7, out to the pier for a terror attack. All the other drills of hijacked jets being flown into buildings at the same time to confuse NORAD and the FAA and the interceptors. And we saw a drill being hired by the former head of Scotland Yard Public Relations, Peter Power, telling BBC News Radio 5 and ITN Television that he ran exact drills, exact place, exact time, of the exact same thing happening. And Mr. Steele, can you speak to the bootlegging of false flag terror to smokescreen in case any agents get caught? They say it's a drill. They also bootleg the funding through it. Can you speak to that?
Well, there's no question but that the Pakistani president is under an enormous amount of pressure. I mean, he's sitting on a powder keg. I believe that he needed something. And I believe that Mr. Tarpley is probably right that this may have been intended to be a nuclear attack, that is to say an airplane going into a nuclear plant, and they backed off from that possibly as a negotiated compromise between the White House and the Pakistani intelligence service. But the bottom line here is there is enough information out there to persuade me that our government has not been honest. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Bill, but I've got you speaking in January with Michael Heam, who wrote the book Who the Hell Are We Fighting, in which he talks about the way the U.S. government lied to the people about the numbers in Vietnam. And I also have Thomas Naylor from the Vermont Republic Secessionist Movement. And all three of you are centered on, can we trust our government? And I think the answer is no right now.
Certainly not. The only thing I would say is, if we look at Pakistan and the inter-services intelligence, these are people who may have some voice in terms of what happens in the northern Pakistani tribal zones. Concerning what happens in the skies over New York, they count for absolutely nothing. They are a wholly owned subsidiary of the CIA, MI6, they always have been, and any one of them who doesn't like that is going to find his body riddled with bullets and floating in a canal somewhere. So I don't accept myself the notion that the Saudi government or the Pakistani regime has any role in determining the timing of this, or that there's anything to negotiate with them. I just don't see that in any sense. This is an impulse coming from Wall Street, from the City of London. It's mediated through this invisible government.
But there is a major role in finance and these moles tied into Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, at least with the backstory.
Yes,
well, Crossing the Rubicon has some of the detailed information on the Safari Club and some of these other things. Buzzy Krongard, certainly in my mind, is he took a dollar-a-year job for a very good reason at CIA.
And certainly you can say that the ISI is important as something that runs a stable of patsies, recruits patsies. They've obviously recruited patsies for the British. But I think this just shows, again, they are subcontractors of CIA, MI6, Pentagon, and this informal banking intelligence. Again, it goes back to Grover Cleveland capitulating to J.P. Morgan. It's been with us now for more than 100 years.
And Webster, we're going to talk
this
more
is where
about
it comes
that.
From.
We're going to talk more about that after the break. Mr. Steele is now going to leave us, and you can check out his website by linking through at Infowars.com. We have links to it right now up there. I look forward to having you back on in the future. I'm going to send you Terror Storm, and I would love to get a review from you, my friend. Can you just, in the last 30 seconds, do you think the elite is scared right now with the information revolution and the sleeping giant awakening?
The short answer is no. They're counting on the American people being apathetic through this next election.
Do you think that hubris is going to backfire?
I hope so.
I tend to agree. I think a lot of their analysts are concerned, but I think at the top they're just... Do you think it's a question of hubris?
You know, I mean, these guys have their own worldview. And in their worldview,
tell you what, Steiner, we got to break. Hold on one moment.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's November 22nd, 2006. Gold's at $631.30, and 1 ounce coins could be purchased for $652.08, $328.59 for half ounce, and $164.30 for quarter ounce coins. That's $646.68, $328.59, and $164.30. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We are finishing up with Robert Steele. I'm going to let him go now, but sir, I wanted you to plug your free intelligence report. You know, I think the key to this is free, and it's that open source. Like when I make a new film, it cost me $100,000. I put it out for free on Google Video because the goal is to get the information out, and then hopefully now people will then support it and buy the DVD for us to support ourselves. How do you support yourself when you do your big intelligence report every week for free?
Well, I have a couple of contracts, and I run an international conference. But if people go to OSS.net, they'll find these public daily intelligence reports completely free on the left-hand side. And they'll also find the conference information on the right-hand side. And I'm looking to have an interesting mix of 250 international people this year. And we're looking at the 10 threats to humanity. And we're looking at the whole idea of collective intelligence and belief systems that threaten our belief system.
Absolutely. And there is a predatory, social Darwinistic, Malthusian driver behind this let them eat cake, very decadent elite. It's kind of like a deep diver gets narcosis. Well, it's the same thing in high places. They get delusional, and it's very, very dangerous. And can't people also vote for your reviews to drive them up Amazon so more people see the books you're reviewing?
Well, I can't solicit that, but I'd be very glad if they did. I mean, if my reviews are worth your attention, of course I'd be honored to have your vote.
Well, folks should go do that. It's a way to get good books to have attention instead of some stupid book about Madonna crucifying herself. Okay, good to talk to you. Look forward to speaking with you again soon, sir.
All right. Bye and bye, Bill.
Take care. Let's go back to Mr. Tarpley.
Alex, let me just mention one thing. He was talking about his free website. I have a free website, too, and I have a birthday here coming up. Tomorrow marks the 10th anniversary on the Internet of Tarpley.net, or in a slightly different form, but basically that. And above all, having this unauthorized biography of George Bush available for free. And that went up on, looks like it went up on October 26th, 1996, just a week or so before the presidential election of that year. And it's been up ever since. And I think it's the oldest continuous anti-Bush site, Bush dynasty now, that there is. And I would recommend that people go to it. You can go and find all the stuff about Prescott Bush financing the rise of Hitler, John Hinckley and Neil Bush.
Are you aware that there's also a PDF of your new book?
I'm not sure.
I saw it last night. And I would just tell people, for a while it's important to buy the book so you can continue to get off beans and crackers.
But the one I wanted to mention is my chapter on Omaha. It's a relatively short chapter. I do go into the Omaha pedophile ring, the Craig Spence ring, these underage homosexual gigolos in the Bush White House back in 1989, getting on the front page of the Washington Times. And I think this is very relevant now to the existence of this semi-secret homosexual cabal in the House of Representatives that seems to be running things. And Speaker Hastert, again widely reported by Wayne Manson and others, as being a practicing homosexual, living with his lover in a townhouse on Capitol Hill, and the entire apparatus around that, which has been around for decades and decades. I would probably trace it back to Theodore Roosevelt and the origins of modern liberal republicanism. But I think this is a very important topic. And again, I don't do it out of any particular...
No, it's true. There is I've been doing this, for a long time, too, and it just keeps popping up. It's real. We have a pervert guild running Washington, not just Republicans, but it's a higher percentage with Republicans. And it's not enough for them to have boyfriends. They've got to have underage. And a lot of them are into that. And it's just totally evil. And it's they're turning the world into their sick playground.
And if you had a secret cabal of vegetarians or bird watchers or pinochle players controlling the House of Representatives, the public would have a right to know that. And in this case, they unite around these questionable tastes that we've mentioned.
Well, it's not
pedophilia
bubble. It's one thing if somebody wants to pose as a family man living with his staff member. That's pretty bad. But, I mean, a lot of them are... I mean, come on, man. These people, it gets so sick, I don't even want to talk about it.
It's a tremendous market of dupes, I think, where well-meaning voters have their votes convoyed into something that they would not approve of. Anyway, this, I think, is simply important for people to know. And if you want to go on the website there and look at this, the book is always for free. You can download the Omaha chapter, and I think that's a good preface to the things that you find coming out with Wayne Madsen and other people these days.
I agree. We're going to come back and take some calls at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll go right to your calls. And I want to talk about 9/11, the upcoming election. Will there be a false flag? These huge naval drills right up against the coastline of Iran trying to stimulate some type of event. The Israelis opening fire on a German patrol boat off the coast of Lebanon. And a lot more on the other side. Don't forget, we sell Webster Tarpley's third edition of 9/11 Synthetic Terror, made in the USA at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Come from the land of the ice and snow. I love that song. To fight the hordes. Valhalla, we are coming. All right, folks, let's go back to Webster Tarpley. I apologize. I start playing that song. I can't help but sing along there. Karaoke with Alex Jones, the ultimate in torture. It's why you tune in. Webster Tarpley, good friend of mine, a person I really respect, really a great astute research. Again, I hadn't read his book, Synthetic Terror, and it's exactly what I was saying on air, the exact connections I was making. And when you talk to people who've done real research, have real political minds, geopolitical strategy, and then you've got that same understanding, you go read their book, it's like, my gosh, I wish I had the energy and the time to write this, because this is what I would write. This is how they did it. This is how they operate. This is all the frequently asked questions. People get confused. They don't understand cloak and dagger. We carry it at InfoWars.com. And we got a lot of combo deals where you can get Tarpley's new book and my new film, Terror Storm, together for huge discounts. You can get Terror Storm for $9.95 when you get America, Freedom to Fascism for $19.95. That new film has just gone crazy. It is so good. Target Federal Reserve, Target IRS, Target North American Union, microchipping. Get it today. And he said, make copies. Buy a couple copies from us. Get Terror Storm. Get American Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. Get them. Make copies. Go wild. Go absolutely crazy. Infowars.com, secure online video and bookstore. Or you can simply call toll free 1-888-253-3139. And let's say you already know all about the New World Order and you know all this stuff. You've seen the films, read the books. You were in intelligence yourself. You're a cop. You know how the world works. Your neighbor doesn't. Your grandma doesn't. Your son, your daughter, your wife doesn't know. Your husband doesn't know. The police chief doesn't know. Your county commissioner doesn't know. Your pastor, your rabbi, your imam. They don't know. Well, you need to be an information beacon. You need to be a transmitter, a T lymphocyte blood cell, a white blood cell out there defeating the infection in the body politic that is grave. So please go to Infowars.com and please order Tarpley's book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, third edition. Please get Terror Storm. Please get all the other books and videos that we now carry, like The Blockbuster. And people are going nuts with this film. I'm so excited about it. Please get your copy today. Get multiple copies of America, Freedom to Fascism. Webster, just give us a preview, because I want to go through five calls right now. Preview some of the stuff you want to talk about before the show ends concerning the election, concerning the war fleet. Three task force groups, two carriers, one loitering nearby, and another task force. So really, four in the area. Just give us a thumbnail of what's coming up. We're going to blast through some calls. I got somebody who disagrees with me named Cecil I want to go to first.
Great. I would say the following. The New York Times CBS poll, I think, is the starting point. 16% of the American population still believe in the 9/11 terror myth, but 84% do not, to a greater or lesser extent. And again, you have contributed a lot to that, and the 9/11 truth movement, I think, has scored a decisive victory with that. Now, that has to be the prelude to a defeat of Bush. It means that the spell, this terror brainwash that he's tried to do is wearing thin, and that has now got to be translated into a colossal landslide defeat for the pro-Bush party. It's got to lead to a massive repudiation of Bush, his war, and above all, the 9/11 myth at the polls. A defeat so big that it'll go beyond just Iraq, important as that is, and get into this whole question of the global war on terror, which is the big fraud that covers everything else. If people have 9/11 truth candidates to vote for, obviously they should do that. They should vote for the Bob Bowmans and the Craig Hills in Vermont and the Carol Brulés in the Bay Area or the Matthew Woodsons in Oklahoma. If you don't have that, you can find people running for Congress like Congressman Kucinich or Congressman Ron Paul, people who are clearly profiled in an anti-Bush, anti-totalitarian mode. And other than that, vote against the ruling party. And I think the interesting thing is the following. This regime has never had congressional oversight hearings of any significant kind on anything it's done. And if the Democrats take control, even if it's Pelosi, right, which makes me shudder in some ways, but still, because of Pelosi's ambition and her envy and her hatred, and so forth, she and her people like her are going to have to start significant oversight hearings. And that's the classic subpoena, right? Do just take them. You show up and you bring these documents.
What did George Bush know and when did he know it? Let's go to calls. Let's talk to Cecil in Nevada. Cecil, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. I've been trying to get here for a couple of weeks. I'll make this as quick as I can. I want to preface my disagreement with you with I think the work that you're doing is very important.
I appreciate that, but you don't have to preface it. I mean, I am wrong sometimes. I need help. And
well, this is a very sore spot with you. I've heard you talk about it a number of times, and I just want you to know that even though I'm going to take the position that I do, I still promote you, your Terror Storm, all of your programming and so forth and so on. I recognize it for the truth. And I appreciate Mr. Tarpley.
Let me guess, as Christians, we shouldn't fight evil, or is it something like that?
That's the one. You got it. You know it. You knew it was coming. And what I'd like to see you do, Mr. Jones, if you would, there's a gentleman by the name of William P. Grady. I don't know whether you're familiar with him or not, but I would like to see if you couldn't get him on the show and kind of, you know, hash this thing out, because he pretty much has the position that you do, with the exception of this not being able to turn this thing around. And I agree with him. I agree with you that work you do is important, and I don't think it should stop. I think we should know the truth. but I don't think it's going to get turned around. I think it's important for the people to...
Well, listen, regardless of that, we need to wake people up so they're not part of this evil system, so
exactly.
They don't get hurt by it.
I agree.
And, you know, I mean, the whole Bible is about people getting killed or imprisoned for standing up against evil government. So you're saying you disagree with me? I mean, well, what's the...
I disagree with you in the fact that this can be turned around. That's and great.
Well, let's say this. Nineveh was given a 100-year reprieve.
You got that right. Yeah. Jonah paid for doing that, though, I'll tell you. So, yeah, I understand that. But I'd like to see you have Grady on and just talk about that. I think he would probably come on your program and just talk about the differences that you have in that. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you're having a serious discussion with me. Usually when they call in, they got this cant in their voice, and they're like, we're not supposed to fight back, Alex. Join us.
No, I
join
don't
take
the that. No. I'm not like that. Many of the people that I am with, however, that I associate with are under that impression, and of course they think I'm a nutcase, a fruitcake. But
well, listen, I got to jump, but I appreciate your call, and I'm sorry you had trouble getting through. I want to go to more calls. Webster, you've got the Christian church that was the backbone of the war against the British in 1776, that was the backbone against slavery, that's been the backbone of so many great movements, suffrage in this country, now co-opted into different camps. One of them is Bush worship. He literally has been likened to Jesus. He is now worshipped as a living demigod saint.
Absolute pagan blasphemy, of course.
Yeah, it is. But then there's other groups. There's those that say he's the devil's henchman, but we shouldn't fight evil. We should lay down. And then there's those that are just totally punched out and aren't even involved. And there are Christians fighting the evil, the biggest group in the country. I mean, can you comment to that?
I would say this is the danger of taking one line of scripture and trying to turn it against the entire corpus. In other words, it's why you need to read things in a way that is other than literal or fundamental.
You've got to look at the whole body.
The whole issue of Christianity is a resistance movement against the horrors of the collapsing Roman Empire. And I think if you look at David Ray Griffin's recent book on the subject, he's got a whole part about the U.S. as a demonic power, and how Christianity, if it's going to be faithful to its origins, has got to resist this kind of imperialism. In other words, the notion of an empire reduces people to cattle, and this it violates the commandment of love your neighbor, and the famous commandments about feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, housing the homeless, visiting the sick, visiting prisoners, burying the dead, in other words, charity. So it's a violation of charity up and down the line.
Well, also standing before the king and saying you're a piece of filth, I mean, that's part of it, too.
You've got to resist evil. I mean, you've got to resist evil in an intelligent way. And I think there's no doubt about it. And I think, again, David Ray Griffin is a pretty good theologian, and I think he makes that argument in a convincing way.
Let's talk to Daryl in Montana. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I kind of come from a whole different premise, but I've been trying to get in for a couple days, and I didn't want to interrupt your guests.
Hey, we're all over the map, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, the problem with society as a whole, they forget that evil, besides being manifested in the physical form, all exists in other levels of consciousness and as well. And part of the problem with society today is we seem to forget that. Everyone wants to fight it in the physical, but it's the underlying.
Well, I'll say this. We fight evil. We fight evil. It starts at home. Charity starts at home. Not fighting with your wife. Not being greedy. Not being petty. Not being insecure. Yeah, I mean, I agree. It starts inside your chest.
Okay, and when you went to Bohemian Grove, did you feel the evil from the statue?
Oh, that whole place. Oh, old men. I mean, people can watch that footage and say, oh, it's just a bunch of old men dressed up in red and black robes. Well, I mean, let me just comment. Red and black robes acting, you know, like a bunch of idiots getting drunk. No. I was in the crowd of men. They were chillax. Oh, yes. Oh,
no, they get an adrenaline rush and they get pumped up from it because, see, evil rewards its servants. Part of the problem with religion, and I'm not slamming you as being a Christian, is we forget that. We forget that the mass consciousness of this planet right now is all looking for an outward being, a Christ or whatever, to come and save it. And to be honest with you, most of these so-called politicians that consider themselves Christians, they laugh when you call upon the name of Jesus. They just, you know, just shrug it off and say, well, you know, that doesn't exist. if you look at the universe, and I'll make it brief, but if you look at the universe and what's been going on in the last, 10 years, science has discovered so many more new galaxies and solar systems. And kind of just a short premise, the essence of the one, whether you want to place a label on it as call it God or whatever, is coming this direction. And that is why the darkness is working so fervently to control humanity to the best of their ability.
Well, I appreciate your call. Okay, sir, I appreciate your call. I got to move on. I got a lot of callers here. But it's weird how we have themes. I can be talking about one thing, and then it's a theme of religion or a theme of this. But, yeah, but in the real world, in this physical fourth dimension or third dimension, you can sit here and you can look at how the technology is threatening the elite, but also a double-edged sword against us, how they're losing control at every level. I mean, the elite is worried, but they also have that hubris. Do you think that hubris will be their undoing, Webster?
I think the neocons are the politically stupidest people we've ever seen. They think that if you bomb Iran, that will somehow turn the Iranians against the mullahs, and it won't. It'll do the opposite. About evil, we have various brands of evil. Right now, we've had one single faction of a single brand of evil has been controlling all the institutions, the presidency, the two houses of Congress, and the courts for 6 years.
And we need separation of powers to separate evil.
Right. And we have, it's a basic conservative argument that we've got to get back to divided government, the checks and balances, the way the system is supposed to work. Now, you can say, yeah, but the Democrats are evil. Yes, in many ways, they're another brand of evil. But what we have to then do is play one brand of evil against the other. With this, we can probably diminish the net amount of evil in the universe. And what I'm looking forward to is when the Democratic House, which I think will come about, I hope it will, when they issue their first subpoenas to Bush administration officials on everything from 9/11 to Iraq to Katrina to prescription drugs to habeas corpus, FISA, NSA wiretaps, somebody like David Addington in Cheney's office is going to say, no, we won't do it. We're not coming. You get no doctrine.
And then you're going to have a constitutional crisis.
You'll have a constitutional crisis. You'll have contempt of Congress, and it'll be impeachment, not because Pelosi doesn't want it. She said she doesn't want it.
But here's the problem. Bush has shown he'll hit the entire Congress with another huge anthrax attack.
Well, and then let them fight. But that kind of fight is better. And the thing that I also think is important is concerning the Democrats, you've got the Hillary Clinton, Rahm Emanuel warmonger position. You've also got the Murtha position, which I think is much more moderate.
What do you think of this new guy, Obama?
I wouldn't trust him at all. I think he's an unprincipled opportunist.
He's basically a footstool for Hillary.
I think so. But the issue is, if the Democratic Party, with these a lot of the handpicked candidates of Rahm Emanuel, if they try to continue the war or support a wider war, that will destroy the Democratic Party over the next 2 years.
Yeah, so we're seeing a prime move now into a real third party or true second party.
If the Democratic Party fails that test, it will cease to exist, and this is all part of this party realignment. We've got to remember, for the past 40 years, since about 68, 70, or thereabouts, we've been living under a party system dominated by reaction and the collapse of the labor movement and political apathy, as you well point out.
Yeah, but let me go back. Well, I agree. But let me go back for a moment to God and evil and all of this, because so many people are scared right now, and you know, people get more towards their faith, which is a good thing. But it's not a real faith, folks. It's a counterfeit. If God's telling you to lay down and not get involved, and God will do it, God says you go out and you have faith and you take action and you stand up against adversity, and then I'll be with you. And so for people who think that God's going to do it, you know, all of history and common sense and the law, you know, of nature that God has set in motion shows that God rewards those that helps themselves. I mean, isn't that true, Webster?
There are two commandments. One is to love God. This is faith. But there's also that second one that says, love your neighbor. That means good works. That means clothe the naked, feed the hungry, house the homeless, and the rest of it. And if you're not doing the second one, you're not fulfilling. So you've got to do that part, too. And that means practical action in the here and now.
Yeah, I don't know how we got into this position of everybody just saying, oh, I'm a non-actor in history. I'm going to step out of the flow of history. You can't step out of the flow of history. Folks, you're going to be run over.
And that, again, that is not what Christianity was at the beginning. That is not how it was forged in this terrible crucible of the Roman Empire with Nero and Caligula running around.
Yeah, marrying their horses, slitting children's throats, gobbling their blood.
Exactly, and we're not far from that now.
And for those that don't know, that really happened in Rome. Why don't you talk about Caligula?
Well, I have one of my chapters in the Bush book is that Bush, the elder, is American Caligula. They would essentially, you would go to the theater of Marcellus in Rome, and they would have a theatrical spectacle, and if the script called for somebody to die, it said, let's, you know, at this point somebody's crucified, well, that guy would really die. And then can you imagine going to the Circus Maximus and presiding over the battles of gladiators, where hundreds and hundreds of people would be killed as a part of an afternoon's entertainment for the greater benefit of the emperor. Remember, they used to say panem et circenses, bread and circuses was what the Roman mob wanted. Again, we have got to take urgent measures to prevent society from getting...
Well, I mean, I'm
point.
Sure, because, I mean, you speak fluent Italian and have been over there a lot and are into it. What about Nero would dress up like a werewolf and, like, eat children at parties, gobbling them? I mean, this is just...
He would disguise himself and go out in the streets and commit wanton murders, but he also thought he had to be the greatest opera singer in the world, and if anybody beat him in an opera contest, that person would be found dead the next day.
Did you ever read the part about dressing up like the werewolf?
I think a lot of it is from Suetonius, right? The Lives of the 12 Caesars, but we also have Tacitus, Annals of Imperial Rome. And
Yeah, we're about to go live. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Waging War on Corruption. I'll be on the radio coming up this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. from News Radio 590 KOBJ. from as far north as southern Oklahoma all the way down past San Antonio. You'll be able to tune in down in Houston. Most of the city can pick it up. And it's now syndicated over the GCN radio network. Webster, let's cram in some final calls. I hope everybody visits InfoWars.com and gets your book. I hope they get American Freedom to Fascism at InfoWars.com and Terror Storm. Let's go ahead and talk to Barney in Maryland. Barney, I hadn't heard from you in a while. How you doing today?
Yeah, afternoon. I was just wondering if you were aware of the fact that Don King, that was a big player in John D. Camp's investigation out in Omaha, Nebraska, of the pedophile ring.
You mean Larry King? Not of Larry King CNN, a big black guy named Larry King, yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, this guy in Maryland, he appears to be the same one with the bushy hair and a white promoter, and he's endorsed...
No, it's not the same. It's not the same Don King. I mean, Larry King.
No, it's same
not the same guy, but since you talk about Maryland politics, I'm up to my neck in this. And again, the issue again with Michael Steele trying to get the seat in the Senate here against Ben Cardin is that the Michael Steele is attempting to present himself as some kind of a stand-up comedian rather than another warmonger vote for Bush. In other words, a member of that same lockstep.
Marty, what's on your mind specifically?
Well, I just wanted to know if this guy Don King was the same one that was in the pedophile ring.
You know, it's funny. They look a lot alike, but no, Larry King and Don King are two different men.
Marty? Precisely. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, you got to ask the question to find out, brother.
Yeah, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Barney's a good World War II vet. I should ask him what he thinks of H.R. 6166. Barney's been calling me for 10 years. Let's go ahead and hadn't heard from about a year either, Barney. We call back more often than that. Let's talk to Zach in New York.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Zach. You're on with Webster Tarpley.
I remember when they finally passed that legislation that Bush signed, the Detainee Act. You spoke of, looking at your kids all night and thinking about leaving. And if you were to decide to go, or you were going to counsel someone who had made the decision to go or were advising family members to leave, I was wondering where would be the... there's no safe place. But
well, I'm not giving up the fort, and I'm not abandoning the ship, and I think we have a good chance of winning. I'm just saying it makes you think about evacuating your family. Then I added the proviso to the end of it, that there's nowhere really to run. I mean, Webster, if you were going to run, where would you run to?
I wouldn't think of running right now. I would think about repealing that monstrosity that has abolished habeas corpus. It means that Bush can declare anybody, you, me, the lamppost, enemy combatant, off to Guantanamo, key thrown away. You say, but I'm a citizen. You'll never get a hearing to prove that you're a citizen. They'll say you're really not a citizen. You're some kind of somebody who was smuggled in. The other question, of course, is we've got looks like a fascist majority on the Supreme Court. You can do two things about that. You can impeach Supreme Court judges, or you can pack them, one or the other, or both. Pack them in. Pack in some new judges. FDR tried to do it. Would have been a good thing then. Might get necessary now in the weeks and months ahead.
We have a known mob boss, Scalia, who literally does the "yeah" symbol of reporters. I mean, he's something else.
It's an absolute low. I mean, I guess we've had very severe problems with the Supreme Court. It's always been the most reactionary branch. And,
thank
and
you,
again,
Zach.
You can deal with it.
David in Oklahoma, quickly, go ahead. Caller? Yes, sir. You got about 30 seconds.
I was going to make a comment about the caller that called in earlier.
Yes, go ahead.
There is a report out of KOCO out of Oklahoma City that the Secret Service will be showing up in schools to give security updates and tell them how they can upgrade their security around the schoolhouse.
The feds are taking control of the schools, yeah. And there was a plan reported on 3 years ago that if there's a natural disaster or terror attack, they're going to take your children to FEMA camps and then make you come and enroll yourself to get them back. Thank you for the call. Webster Tarpley, thank you for spending time with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex. More power to you.
More power to you, my friend.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.